Hainan is a popular destination for Chinese tourists during the Lunar New Year holiday thanks to its tropical climate and clean air. But visitors got more time away than they bargained for this week after a heavy fog brought an end to ferry services across Qingzhou Strait, which links Hainan with Guangdong Province on the mainland.
We tried to transfer our flights to other cities first, and then to Beijing. But the tickets from Sanya are all very expensive. We also considered going home by train, but it won't work. It will cost too much time, and there are not any train tickets left. Many people have met a similar issue. We don't know what to do.
Mr. He is one of 5 million tourists who traveled to Hainan Island during the Spring Festival holiday this year. Ferry services were stopped once the bad weather set in, and the flights back to the mainland have almost sold out. Tan Zhongsheng is a professor of School of Civil Engineering of Beijing Jiao Tong University. He's also a member of a research project looking at cross-strait transportation over Qingzhou Strait. Tan said building a bridge across the strait is not a feasible solution.
As far as I know, each year the Qingzhou Strait is shrouded by heavy fog for more than 20 days. There are also typhoons and storms there. A cross-strait bridge cannot guarantee an all-weather travel. However, a tunnel can avoid being affected by this type of weather.
Currently, the ferry service is the only way to drive to and from Hainan Island. Tan said an energy tunnel should help to ease the traffic pressure.
We prefer a railway tunnel so trains can carry cars through the tunnel. We have acquired the technology to build a subsea tunnel. The construction will cost about 30 billion yuan. The plan is feasible both technically and economically.
But Xie Yanjun, a professor of the School of Tourism of Hainan University, is less enthusiastic about the suggestions to build either a bridge or a tunnel.
Travel need should not be the only factor to consider when deciding whether or not to build a subsea tunnel or cross the bridge over Qingzhou Strait. The subsea tunnel is unnecessary if only used for transporting tourists, as the travel rush is a seasonal phenomenon. There should be enough traffic every day if we want to build a bridge or tunnel. National security, environment protection, and economic and social development should be determinants.
For CRI, this is Li Yi.